life expectancy has changed as well. From prehistoric times to the dawn of the Industrial Revolution, average lifespan remained below 45. Only 10% of the general population used to make it to 65, but today 80% of the population lives at least that long. What research into the new old age has shown so far is very valuable. Biological age, the rate at which your body's organs and systems age, responds to psychological age, how old you feel. By nurturing your inner life, you are using the power of awareness to defeat aging at its source. On the other hand, negative awareness such as apathy, helplessness, and dissatisfaction push the body into rapid decline. In 1957, Flanders Dunbar, a professor of medicine at Columbia, reported on a study of centenarians and nimble nonagenarians. She found that adaptability in the face of stress was dominant amongst these people. Although everyone has occasions for grief, shock, sadness, and disappointment, some of us spring back much better than others. The common denominator of all adaptable people is they actually work on a day-to-day basis at keeping their awareness open. Most of this tip is devoted to that work, and I feel there is no higher life purpose than trying to open your awareness until the full impact of reality, in all its beauty, truth, wonder, and sacredness, is consciously experienced. In our society, we pick up hundreds of external cues about how to live, and yet experience teaches us over and over that internal cues are the ones we must heed. Most people who age successfully follow their instincts, finding out what works for them. In a society where we are automatically trained to look to outside authority for expert advice, where inner cues from our bodies are drowned out by a flood of external directives, the isolated individual who beats the system is a rarity. To gain control over the aging process, one must be first aware of it. You can only change something consciously if you are aware of it. No other animal is consciously aware of aging. It is the absence of being aware when we don't see anything happening that physiological processes slip out of our control. As soon as you pay attention to any function, a transformation takes place. Every time you consciously exercise your bicep, for instance, you are teaching it to be stronger and your whole body is adapting to a new mode of functioning. Conversely, if you move your body without awareness, passivity takes the place of learning and your systems eventually lose function instead of gaining it. Move your body with awareness. Negative attitudes originating in one's mind can also have powerful effects upon the body. The list of aggravating causes, from misuse of medications to alcoholism and depression, all begin in awareness. In most cases, the ultimate solution to negative aging doesn't lie with medicine, but with personal change. Harvard psychologist Ellen Langer has demonstrated that people in nursing homes improve remarkably after altering their lives in the simplest ways, giving them a potted plant to tend, allowing them to make up their own menus, and taking charge of tidying their rooms. Instead of being passive, lonely dependents who were playing the role of old folks in a nursing home, these people regained a sense of usefulness and worth. Awareness, once it becomes conditioned, assumes the shape of habit. Unconscious repetition reinforces the destructive patterns, and unless new learning takes place, inertia will carry the body downhill year after year. Almost everything happening to the individual can be corrected by creating a new mode of awareness. To do that, we take advantage of the fact that awareness is always generating biological information. This is a very important fact to understand, that the flow of awareness is actually the flow of biological information.